And I was about 4, I think. And Mom said, "Charlie," she said, "what's going on up there?" And he said, "I don't know." And he looked out the window too, and what was supposed to be Blacktown on the southeast corner of Cheyenne, Oklahoma, was Blacktown, where all the colored people lived. And things were so different then than they are now. But Mom and Dad saw this person running, and it was depression, and it was hard to find food and to live, you know. So we saw this person running, and she came down to our front yard, had a fence, and the snow was piled up against the fence. And she stopped there, and Dad went out, and he says, "Girl, what are you doing?" And she said, "Mr. Charlie," she said, "I saw a rabbit, and I caught that rabbit." And she had run all the way down in this deep snow after this rabbit till she caught it against the fence at our place. She was barefooted. So Dad said, "Girl, come in and get warm." And he took her home with a team and a wagon. He took her home and he said, "What are you going to do? What was you so interested in getting that rabbit?" She said, "Because we're so hungry up there." She said, "We have nothing to eat and we're starving to death." And he said, "Well," she said, "we're going to make a rabbit stew tonight with this rabbit." She said, "Anybody's got a potato or an onion or anything like that, they'll bring it and we'll put it in. And we're going to have rabbit stew, all of us, tonight. We'll have a big night." He said, "Well, you need biscuits." She said, "Oh, Mr. Charlie, we don't have any flour and we don't have any milk." So Dad said, "Well, I have separated milk every day. They've been feeding the hogs." He said, "You guys come down and get milk anytime you want it. It'll be on the smokehouse step in this great big milk can. You just help yourselves." He said, "What's left goes to the hogs, but you guys come first." So she thanked him, and he took her home, and he gave her some milk to take home, and he gave her some flour so they could have biscuits that night. And my father would sneak a little bit of flour out to them with milk. He put it out on the smokehouse steps, and he found his wood pile was way up by the barn, and he'd find his wood chopped for our fire in the house. That was how they thanked us. They didn't have anything to do with, so they chopped wood for him. And they did it away from the house so he wouldn't know they were doing it. But of course he did know when he went to chop wood and it was already chopped, well, he knew. But my dad and Mom kept them alive that winter, I think, by giving them milk and flour occasionally. And I was very proud of them for doing that.